Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. NortonLifeLock's purchase of cybersecurity company Avast is under investigation by the United Kingdom's Competition and Markets Authority over the deal possibly harming competition and giving British customers a worse deal. The CMA called on the companies to submit proposals about the concerns or face an in-depth probe. NortonLifeLock said the investigation will delay the completion of the $8.6 billion deal, previously expected on April 4th, to mid to late 2022. Bloomberg reports Apple supplier Foxconn Technology Group resumed partial operation in Shenzhen while the city remains locked down due to a COVID-19 outbreak. In order to gain approval after Monday's lockdown, the company adopted a closed-loop process to insulate employees. In a statement, Foxconn said the closed-loop system can only be done on campuses that include both employee housing and production facilities, and the company is also closely following and applying the government's pandemic prevention measures. Axios reports Slack cut off access to some customers in Russia to comply with international sanctions, as well as policies from parent company Salesforce, which will exit business in Russia. Several directly sanctioned organizations were locked out of accounts without notice and were therefore unable to download any data before the shutdown. The company told Axios in a statement, "Slack is required to take action to comply with sanction regulations in the U.S. and other countries where we operate, including in some circumstances suspending account without prior notice as mandated by law." Arm previously stated the company required the cash infusion from NVIDIA to maintain itself, and now that the sale has been canceled, The Telegraph reports Arm told staff between 12 and 15% of its workforce may be made redundant, roughly 1,000 people. Arm CEO Rene Haas said in an email to staff, "To stay competitive, we need to remove duplication of work now that we are one Arm, stop work that is no longer critical to our future success." Parent company SoftBank intends to take Arm public in the future. Samsung's One UI 4.1 is coming to more than just the S22. The Z Fold 3 and Z Flip 3 will get it next, followed by the S21, S20, and S10, the Note 10 Plus Up, several unspecified Galaxy A series phones, and all the rest of the foldables. The Tab S7 FE and several other S models will also get One UI 4.1. The update adds Grammarly to the keyboard, expert RAW editing app, more advanced object removal, and simpler photo sharing, among other features. Samsung CEO J.H. Han apologized for the controversy over Galaxy S22 phone's performance throttling with the Game Optimization Service app. Following a software update last week, the app can now prioritize performance, though the app cannot be removed. South Korea's Fair Trade Commission launched an investigation on whether Samsung violated fair labeling and advertisement laws by overpromising capabilities of Galaxy S22s. Intel confirmed its plans to build two chip factories at a complex in Magdeburg, Germany, that Intel is calling Silicon Junction. Construction is expected to begin in the first half of next year, with production to start in 2027. Intel also confirmed that its first Alchemist GPU will be the Arc A370M Discrete Graphics for Laptops, launching March 30th. At South by Southwest, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said NFTs would arrive on Instagram in the near term, though did not provide specific details, only that over the next several months, the ability to bring some of your NFTs in and, hopefully over time, be able to mint things within that environment. Instagram head Adam Mosseri previously said the company was actively exploring the technology. Zuckerberg also said NFTs could be part of the metaverse, adding, "The clothing that your avatar is wearing in the metaverse, you know, can basically be minted as an NFT and you can take it between your different places. Those had technical issues need to be worked out first." Meta announced Family Center, a hub of safety tools to protect young users which parents can use to control what kids see and do across Meta's apps, beginning with Instagram. The tool will be available in Meta's VR platform in May and the rest of the company's offerings in the coming months. The supervision feature lets parents monitor how much time a child spends on an app, accounts recently followed, and notifications about any reported accounts. Right now, teens can access the tools from their own accounts, and the ability for parents to turn on supervision mode will be available starting in June. Google clarified a bit more about the future of Google Stadia at the Google for Games Developers Summit. Google says it will no longer require users to log in order to browse the store or play free trials. White label partners like AT&T will also be able to offer free demos and add games of their own. New tools will make it easier to port games from Unreal Engine and Unity to Stadia, all in the name of reducing friction for users to try out the tech. And Miso Robotics announced a trial with Chipotle for Chippy, a robot able to follow the steps for frying Chipotle chips. The test is currently at an R&D facility, with deployment at a Southern California restaurant scheduled for later this year. Miso also has a deal with White Castle for bringing its Flippy 2 burger frying robot to 100 locations. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.